A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Mem Aleph, Zvachim 41b, pagination is 82. We'll start about 6 lines from the top, in the middle of the line. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, taught as follows. Now, in order to appreciate what the teaching is, we're going to examine 2 sections in the Torah and Parshas Vayikra that are literally side by side. In the Art School Stone Chumash, chapter 4 of Parshas Vayikra can be found on page 556 and 557, and we'll be contrasting that with 558 and 559. On 556, Pasuk Gimel, you'll see that it's referring to the Kohen HaMashiach, a specific situation where the Kohen Gadol did a violation and he needs atonement. And in this case, when the Psukim present what's going to happen, in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk ends off that the sprinkling is going to be done in front of the Paroches HaKodesh, the holy paroches. And then in Psukim Ches and Tes, there is a sharper, a more detailed itemization of what parts of the korban are going to have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, meaning itemizing the amount of atonement that's going to have to be done. Turning the page, still in Perek Dalet of Parshas Vayikra, we have the same type of sprinkling going to be done in front of the paroches, but over here, as you'll notice at the end of Pasuk Yitzayin, it says as Pnei HaParoches, it doesn't say Paroches HaKodesh. And when it describes which parts of the animal are going to have to be brought, Pasuk Yites, it's quite brief. And this is representing the case of v'ne'elam davar me'enei hakohol, when the congregation did an inadvertent violation and they need atonement. So we're noticing 2 very distinct differences between the presentation by the Kohen Gadol who violated and the majority of the congregation that violated. In the case of the Kohen Gadol, the paroches is still paroches hakodesh, the holy paroches, and the itemization is quite detailed, which things are going to be brought on the Mizbeach. By the congregation's violation, the paroches is not called paroches hakodesh, and the itemization is far more limited. These 2 contrasts are the subject of our Gemara. The Gemara says, Mipnei ma nemru yoseres ushtei kolayos v'par kohen mashiach. Why is it that when it's talking about the Kohen Gadol, it mentions the diaphragm and the kidneys? There's some detail. V'lo nemru v'par elam davar shel tzibur. And even though the same law applies by the korban of the congregation, but it's not mentioned. Mashal amelech basav adam. The comparison is to an earthly king, Shezoam al Ohavo, who is angry with his beloved, Umiyat Bisirchono Mepne Chibaso, but he limits his expression of how angry he is because of their underlying relationship, because of his love. Says Rashi, Ohavo in this case refers to the Tzibur, the congregation. And because Hashem loves the congregation, so even though it is the same atonement, and we're going to have to work it through, but Hashem doesn't list off, oh, this is how bad it is. You're going to have to do all this in order to be good again. Whereas by the Kohen Gadol, it's one person. He's not referred to as Ohavo, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, and therefore the list is indeed present in the case of the Kohen Gadol, and this is indeed how Rashi presents it in Chumash as well. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Tes. The Gemara continues. V'tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, and they taught as well, Mipnei ma ne'emra paruchas ha-kodesh b'par kohen Mashiach. Why is it that by the Kohen Gadol, it says the holy paruchas, v'lo ne'emra b'par he'elam davar shel tzibo, but by the congregation's atonement, it does not say the holy paruchas. Mashal ha-melech basav adam, again, let's look at it as an analogy from an earthly king. Shesarcha olav medina, that an entire country rebelled. Immiuta sircha, if it's just a small amount that did bad, pamalya shalom eskayemes, so then his court, the king's court, are still intact. Everything's in place. They're just some people who didn't behave. Imruba sircha, but if it's a majority, ein pamalya shalom eskayemes, there's a weakening in the very court of the king. And similarly over here, if the majority of the congregation was in violation, so then the paroches is no longer called paroches HaKodesh, the holy paroches. There's a diminishing in the greatness of the king, so to speak. Now, even though this is not true regarding Hashem, Hashem remains great, but in his relationship to us, it works like an earthly king, and that relationship, that presence of Hashem, becomes diminished in the way we're going to experience it. Whereas, in the case of only one person sinning, that's the Kohen Gadol, the paruchas remains paruchas HaKodesh, everything's intact, and therefore, they're described differently. Reflecting on this Gemara, we note that the Kohen Gadol is considered better positioned in that he is not going to diminish the paruchas HaKodesh status. On the other hand, he's not the beloved one of the king, and therefore all that he's going to have to do to make it good again is going to be listed. In the case of the carbon of the tzibur, so that will impact to the point that it's no longer described as paruchas HaKodesh. But Hashem finds this relationship very endearing, and even though they too will have to do their atonement, but it's not all listed in detail because Hashem looked to diminish the presentation of how severe it is, and this is indeed how Rashi learns in Chumash, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.